It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. There is some fun stuff in football that we'd actually like to get to today, and I want to start with the 5-2 Cincinnati Bengals, who just came off of a dominating win over the Baltimore Ravens. And that dude, Ja'Marr Chase, who is a bona fide superstar player already, did it again, went absolutely nuts, had an incredible 82-yard touchdown, had over 200 receiving yards. The film people, the NFL people headed into this season, take, you know, Penei Sewell, take over Ja'Marr Chase, take the offensive linemen because they matter more. It's not looking good right now, guys. Like, Ja'Marr Chase has totally transformed this Bengals offense in a way that they are 5-2 right now, and they are fantastic. They're an explosive offense, and their defense is all right. And Joe Burrow looks like he's a superstar caliber quarterback, and he's throwing to the best young wide receiver in football. Like, I'm genuinely excited to watch Cincinnati Bengals football on a weekly basis right now.
Yeah, I think we also learned Baltimore's pass defense. Goodness gracious. It is as bad as the results have showed the first couple weeks of the season. That's probably as bad as we've seen a Baltimore Ravens pass defense play, you know, under, I guess, this, like, since like Ozzie took over the team, right? I mean, they've always been able to kind of hang their hat defensively, and now they just simply don't have the horses on the back end. The Bengals are super fun. I mean, if they would have made one of those kicks against Green Bay, they're 5-1 and the standalone leader in the AFC in terms of seeding right now. So you have to take them as a threat. I understand, you know, Cleveland's a good team. Baltimore's a good team. We just saw them head to head, though. They have a very good chance of, like, winning the AFC North in general, and I think they're going to be a playoff team at this point. I mean, they'd probably be an upset to not make the playoffs the way the AFC is kind of shaking out. So I didn't anticipate, you know, playoff lock Cincinnati Bengals in October, but they're there now. Chase is as fun as you could ask for a rookie wide receiver. Like, if he doesn't win Rookie of the Year, I'm going to be irate, because you shouldn't give it to one of the quarterbacks right now. He is the rookie of the year at wideout. So they're kind of interesting moving forward. It'll be hard to say how big of a splash they'll be able to make in the playoffs once they start going head-to-head with quarterbacks who can kind of outgun them, right? Because that's the way that they're winning these games.
I don't think that should take – because that's going to happen. They're probably going to get blown out in the playoffs, and everybody's going to see – everybody's going to act like, see, I told you. And that's the worst way to approach this. Their regular season success is a big deal and should be viewed as a big deal. So think about leading up to the draft, everything that we talked about. Should it be Sewell? Should it be Chase? The Bengals are playing a lot of empty. You want Burrow to be upright. He was just hurt. And the one way for him to stay upright is investing in your offensive line. Instead, they draft a top five receiver who historically is not the way to go in the NFL, because they have to be superstars, and Chase is leading the league, or he's second in the league, my bad, in receiving yards to Cooper Kupp, which is no shame, because Kupp is on pace to break Calvin Johnson's single season record. So that just puts into perspective how special of a season that Chase is having. He is averaging 21.5 yards per reception. That is nuts, because he has 35 receptions, 6 touchdowns. I think he's fifth in yards after the catch. So it's not like he's just, you know, a dink and dunk type of receiver. I mentioned 21.5 receiving yards. He's a superstar, man. He's special. You mentioned the Ravens pass defense. There were multiple drives where Marlon Humphrey just started traveling with him. For those of you unaware of who Marlon Humphrey is, he's one of the best press man cornerbacks in the NFL. He stood no chance against Chase. I have not seen a receiver this season make Humphrey look the way he does. So hats off to him. He's a superstar. If I had a penne for every time during the offseason somebody said to take Sewell, I would own this podcast network, man. It's great. Take guys who can score touchdowns and take guys who look like a superstar. And good for you, Bengals. I'm glad that this pick worked out. Celebrate as much as you want to, because this is great. Because, I mean, when's the last time they've been able to do this?
And their two losses, they have that bad loss against the Chicago Bears. And that was kind of a weird football game where Joe Burrow just threw a bunch of interceptions and just plainly a bad game for a young football team that's like still improving. And then their other loss is that weird Packers game where they miss like 15 field goals. Right. So the Bengals are a fun, good, young, exciting team. So even if they, you know, don't do a lot of damage in the postseason, they're a team that's on the rise. And Ja'Marr Chase is a baller.
We should give Burrow credit too, because obviously the jokes are always going to be about his arm strength or lack thereof. But the way that he plays in the pocket gives the Bengals a chance to be successful. He's very good at just moving around, manipulating space. And you really wouldn't have thought that the way that, you know, his rookie year kind of went. But he's made strides, and it doesn't hurt to have a guy like Chase to throw slants to. But it's nice to see them coming together as an offense.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.